1985, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 139. I hope everyone is coping as well as you can, of course, with this self-isolation, and hope all of your loved ones are healthy. For me, it's been 2 weeks that I've been cooped up indoors, and despite the odd grocery run, I think I went twice, I haven't left the house. Really weird times, huh? I feel like playing the song Twilight Zone by Golden Earring off the top instead of our regular theme song. I don't know if you remember that one from the 80s. As we are living in strange times indeed, but hopefully we can see the end soon and we can resume normality. Here's to hoping anyways. Speaking of the new normal, Tech It Out today is devoted to the coronavirus. There's several tech angles that we'll explore, as we did last week. In a moment from now, we'll look at a less discussed side effect of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's mental health. Are you or your loved ones experiencing anxiety or depression because of isolation, the lack of human contact, right? Or you're worried about your income, as many people are. Or the stock market, or you've got concerns that you or your loved ones are going to get sick, or if you are sick, that you're not going to get better. There's all these concerns that we've got. So we're going to talk with a psychologist about mental health. Also on the show, we're going to chat with Zoho about its productivity tool set called Remotely, which is being offered for free to businesses until July. And we're going to talk with Uma about its popular phone service and the rise in people actually talking again because of social distancing. All of this and more on this week's Tech It Out, which is powered by Asus. I'll tell you more about them shortly, but let's kick off the show. During these challenging times, you know, worried about your family getting sick, what's happening with your job or your portfolio, there's concerns over the kids and their education, and the list goes on and on. One often overlooked part of this entire story is the impact on one's mental health during self-isolation. Now, joining us on the line to talk to us about it and how tech may be in part responsible, like a trigger, as well as maybe part of the solution, we've got Dr. Manit Bhatia with us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bhatia.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
Please tell us a bit about yourself and your practice, and then we'll dive into what's going on with COVID-19 and what issues people may be facing.
No, I appreciate that. So my name is, as you mentioned, Dr. Manit Bhatia. I'm a clinical psychologist and the clinical director at our private practice in Toronto, where we specialize in mental health support and assessments for children, adolescents, adults, and couples. And we provide, you know, treatment and assessment for individuals struggling with, you know, a variety of psychological symptoms and impairments, including, you know, anxiety, depression, trauma, And we try to, you know, do our best as we can to help people navigate difficulties in their life as they come. And no better time than right now, especially.
Yeah, terrific. Well, for sure, conditions like anxiety and depression come to mind as events like this COVID-19 outbreak could be a trigger for mental health conditions. Are you seeing a spike? And I guess the irony is that we're not supposed to be leaving our homes in order to seek treatment. So we'll get to how tech may be part of the answer as well. But are you seeing a spike now with this coronavirus outbreak?
Yes, no, of course. And I do appreciate you contextualizing it around technology, because I will start by saying that, you know, since last week, our entire office and operations have gone remote, and we're basically working only through the means of video or telephone therapy at this point. Mm-hmm. So since last week, full disclosure, I had come back from out of the country myself. So I'm in self-isolation regardless of what was happening with this latest kind of increase. So I had moved my entire practice to online. But absolutely, you know, we're seeing many things. We're seeing, you know, an increase in people's anxiety, because obviously we look at anxiety as a condition. You know, in a general sense, anxiety is based on, you know, triggers that are either physiological or psychological based on what's happening in society or around us. And it's our alarm system towards responding to threats. And it triggers feelings of uncertainty and worry and fear of the unknown, and a lot of future concerns, and what if this, what if that. So this whole COVID-19 is a complete kind of shock to the system for everybody, sure, let alone anybody who has anxiety or other conditions, because we're in a whole new world. There's a lot of uncertainty and fear about our own health, those of our loved ones. So people who already have anxiety, I'm seeing a lot of exacerbation and increase of the severity of their symptoms. And also on the flip side as well, so you have that anxiety around what's going to happen to me or my family or my finances, my future. Are my loved ones going to get sick? Are we ever going to have normal again? That triggers a lot of worrying thoughts and fears. But also on the other side with the depression, given that we are now, living in an era of social distancing and self-isolation, that also can really trigger stronger feelings of alienation, loneliness, desolation and hopelessness in patients who typically try to reach out for support.
Right. I understand that perfect storm, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, I think over the years, the stigma surrounding mental health issues has eroded somewhat. And I think that's a good thing, trying to break down barriers and let everyone know, hey, it's okay to feel the way you feel, and it's okay to be vocal about it, and to encourage people who are quote unquote healthy to look for signs among those who may not be, and to always remember that when you're dealing with someone at work or a family member, they may have something that they're struggling with and it may not be, you know, worn on their sleeve. So with that in mind, how could you tell, especially now as we're cooped up at home, what are some of the ways that we can tell if someone is going through some kind of emotional distress?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. I think, what I would say, in the past would be, if they're kind of staying at home or not socializing or not going to work or not leaving the house, which are kind of normal behaviors right now,
yeah,
if you think about
right.
it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of, we got to look at the context, and that's a case actually with mental health in general. It's always about context and relative to what we typically are and what context and environment we're in. But, things that we look for right now is, I'll give you a quick example. Like I'm working with a patient who is working from home now. So her employer is being supportive of mental health. I mean, relatively speaking, and saying you've worked from home, there's no issue there, but she can't focus, right? And she can't focus her mind on her work. And it's not that she forgot how to do her job. It's that she had a closing on a cottage, or she had, or there was a car payment that has to be made. And there's anxiety about how am I going to pay my bills? And how am I going to take care of my child who's in the other room kind of screaming or taking a nap and I can't focus on my job? So things like if you're having a disruption in your ability to concentrate, to focus, to do the things you used to do, and if these symptoms of worry or anxiety, or in the other cases of depression where people are starting to feel more sad, loss of motivation, and you're noticing that even when they talk to you socially, they're kind of disconnected, or they're not being productive in their work time, or, you're noticing their appetite is reducing and they're not sleeping well. So things like sleep, appetite, mood, if you're noticing more irritability, more arguments, these are all kinds of signs that the individual is probably dealing with some stress. And, you know, the first step to get kind of to get help or to deal with that is, you know, as a partner or a loved one or a friend, you know, make sure you reach out, you know, and try to be there and support them. And I think you and I'll talk more about how technology can be a huge part of that. But, you know, the first step is to, you know, if you're noticing it, other people, try to reach out and say, hey, Mark, how's it going today? How are you feeling about this? You know, but if you're feeling it yourself, you know, and you're realizing, you know, I'm not feeling right, first I'd say talk to, you know, acknowledge it in yourself, not to judge it or shame it, to understand that we're living in extraordinary times, and to talk to people you trust and you love, let them know where you're at. And then at that point, if you feel you need more, more support, reaching out to perhaps a mental health professional.
Thank you for that. I hope that is helpful to those who are listening. Dr. Manit Bhatia is our guest to talk about mental health issues surrounding the COVID-19 crisis. Now, some may say, Dr. Bhatia, that excessive screen time and social media and being glued to cable networks could all be a trigger for mental health issues. Is that fair? Do you agree with that?
I would say yes. I would say that, you know, I would say that it's all about setting healthy limits and having, you know, accessing technology should be something you do in moderation, right? Like anything else. So I do think excessive screen time and social media, especially right now, because we're living obviously in a time that's extraordinary and every second of every minute of every hour, every day is being spent on the COVID-19 outbreak and analysis. And if you're somebody who right now, for example, who already is dealing with anxiety, you know, we go back to the beginning of our conversation about, you know, triggers. You know, part of anxiety is being triggered by threats. And if you're constantly watching news that's talking about potential threats or another person got this illness and one more dead or presumptive cases or we're shutting this down or that person did this, what you're doing is you're keeping your alarm system, which is basically your anxiety system, constantly working. And you're constantly in a state of triggering and, you know, and creating anxiety and worry. So what's the solution? Because, you know, part of it is we want to have access to information. So one of the things that I recommend is setting strong limits on how much information and screen time you give yourself. So what I recommend to patients myself is pick 2 to 3 times in a day that you're going to dedicate to, you know, screen time, social media / you know, news watching or whatever. And pick also information that's from a credible source, not places that are sensationalized or, you know, kind of catastrophizing or just spreading wrong information. Also, it's important within social media, like, I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm sure you might, I'm on numerous WhatsApp groups, and every minute you get a new message from somebody saying, they found this vaccine, or they have this going on, or that right. person this, or that person
it's
that.
It's overwhelming, yeah. We'll continue chatting with Dr. Bhatia when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us, a lot more to come.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 15 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale. Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition costs. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We'll continue chatting with Dr. Bhatia, a psychologist, in a moment. First, though, this show, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus. For those in search of incredible, Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Now, before the break, Dr. Bhatia, we were talking about technology being overwhelming, especially in this day and age with all the information going around and misinformation about COVID-19.
It's overwhelming. And then you're sifting through whether what they're sending you is real or fake because it's forwarded 50 times, you know, and you're trying to figure that out. But you're also trying to manage your own stress. So what I tell patients and myself is that, and people around me, is that this is, you know, essentially we're dealing with a quite a traumatic experience right now. And we all handle and process trauma and stress differently. And it's important to set boundaries. So if you're on a chat where people are bombarding you with information, maybe you just mute it for a bit. Maybe you go somewhere else where you feel it's less about COVID-19 and more about, you know, how are you doing otherwise. So finding moments to set boundaries and to feel comfortable with limit setting, because otherwise it will truly overwhelm you.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you. So agreed that technology without moderation may be a big part of the problem, but tech could also be part of the solution. For example, I've been talking all week on TV stations, over Skype, of course, about using Skype and other video calling platforms to stay connected with loved ones who are also self-isolating. So maybe you can expand a little bit on using technology to help curb some of these issues. And then if you could talk a bit more about actually using video chatting as a tool in your business, that's really interesting. I don't know if this is something you've done prior to the COVID-19 pandemic or if this is something you've been doing for a while now as an option to an in-person meeting.
Yeah, so I'll start with the second part of your question first. Yeah, we've been using video conferencing. So the video conferencing we use, and this is important for everybody listening out there. So psychologists, mental health professionals, we do have access to, you know, different online video conferencing platforms that are, you know, that comply with the privacy legislations of our provinces, our states, our jurisdictions, that have end-to-end encryption, which is a fancy way, maybe Mark can tell you more, but a fancy way of saying that these particular vehicles and the mediums are safe and secure and confidential. So the same confidentiality you'd expect from a face-to-face interaction would be provided by these particular video conferencing solutions that we use, and then also with telephone therapy as well. But yeah, I have used video conferencing as part of my practice for many years for clients who, you know, may not be able to come to the office or there's weather issues or mobility issues, but it's completely become the way of working since the COVID-19. And that's really important for patients to know because those of you who are sitting at home saying, well, I want to talk to somebody, but I don't want to leave my house, right? Or, you know, so there is access and many, many mental health professionals are utilizing those particular avenues right now to reach you. And they are safe and secure and confidential. And there's no data that suggests that the efficacy or the quality of service in terms of treatment outcomes is any less, if you will, right? Now, with respect to, you know, your comment about can technology be part of the solution? Absolutely. You know, one of the, you know, the tips I provided on my website was, you know, we're living in social distance, but we can socialize with distance. And with distance, that comes the idea of, yes, you can text a friend, you can call a friend, you can, you know, FaceTime or, you know, Google Duo or fill in the blank social media device, and reach out to people and engage in these kinds of ways of staying connected in a safe way. You know, full disclosure, every day I FaceTime with my family, you know, we're not here and it's, or with friends, we do group chats. And this is very important right now in this time, given that we're all feeling so disconnected, you know, in the physical sense, but it does not mean we can't talk to people, you know, through technology. So, you know, this is the positive side of technology and screen time and social media in the current state of affairs.
I love that. Just because we're self-isolating doesn't mean we need to feel alone.
Correct.
I also encourage people to reach out, especially those who live alone or elderly folks who, you know, may not be as comfortable with the video call. I'm generalizing. That's not always the case, but you can always pick up the phone or send an email, a text. There's many different ways you can reach out. It doesn't always have to be over Zoom or, you know, WhatsApp, video or anything like that. The point is that it's a human to human connection. So you said that you've offered tips before, and I'm sure there are other suggestions that you've got for those listening or for our loved ones who may be struggling. Where could listeners reach out for more information? What would you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, so if, you know, for our website at bhaktapsychology.com, you know, we have some tips there at our website. But also, if, you know, it's in the general population, it's always important to, if you're looking for psychological specific help, and looking for a therapist resources, there's a wonderful free resource that's, you know, across North America for sure. It's called psychologytoday.com. There you can find a therapist. You can search for topics and literature. If you're feeling down and out and you want to reach out, even calling your doctor's office or searching online on Google. So we're, you know, there's a lot of mental health professionals out there who are accessible. Our perspective always is it takes a lot of courage to reach out, but when you do, it's worth it. So we understand how hard it is, and we want to acknowledge and validate that anxiety and fear to even reach out. But you're not alone, and as you said earlier, Mark, there's no shame, there's no stigma in reaching out right now. It's the same as getting a physical illness or ailment, and there's no shame in reaching out. And in whatever capacity you can, we're here to help.
Fantastic. Again, bhaktapsychology.com, so that's B-H-A-T-I-A. psychology.com. Dr. Manit Bhatia, thank you so much for your time and your insight. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and I wish you and your family well during this crisis.
Thank you so much, Mark, and you and your family as well. Take care.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google it. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
How do you have an effective food plot without disking, fertilizing, and spraying? I'll share right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
To have food plots without disking and spraying, you need to do it by the Buffalo method. And Dr. Grant Woods of Growing Deer TV is an expert in it. When you plant, use a no-till drill and put the seed directly in the ground without tilling. When you terminate weeds or other plants, use a crimper, which is like a buffalo going through the prairie. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com and remember the seasons never end.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason. And it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Throughout this entire show, we've been discussing the impact of coronavirus on society and how technology can help us cope with the pandemic. And that includes our self-isolation. And now we're going to learn about some interesting findings from UMA about the increase in voice calls between us, which might not come much of a surprise to many. UMA, of course, offers an extremely popular alternative to landlines for both consumers and businesses that leverages voice over IP or VoIP technology, calling over the internet. Joining us to chat is Jim Guskey. He's the Chief Marketing Officer at UMA, based in the Bay Area. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
How you holding up? It's good to chat with you.
I'm holding up well, and like many other people, I'm working from home.
Right, and trying to make the best of the situation while hoping our loved ones are healthy, and we're trying to stay as productive as possible. So I do appreciate your time, especially I know you are working from home. Before we talk about these findings tied to the data that UMA has been collecting in March, tell us a bit about the company, UMA. So it's OOMA, for those who haven't yet heard of the company.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to. As you said, UMA is what's called a voice over IP or VoIP service, phone service. We cater to both businesses and homes. And we've been around for quite some time, and we have about 1 million customers. And as you said, we're a great alternative to traditional landlines for residences and traditional phone systems for businesses as well.
I remember the first thing that struck me when I tried UMA many, many moons ago was how good the quality was of the phone call. My experience with VoIP prior to UMA was not very good at all. So what would you say elevates UMA compared to other VoIP services when it comes to quality and features?
Yeah, there's really three things that really make UMA stand out versus our competition. And the first one, you said it correctly, it's quality. UMA has developed a really unique technology that we call adaptive redundancy.
And you also don't sacrifice features, right? You've got all the things that you want, in a phone system.
Yeah, we've got everything you would ever want in a phone system and more. One of the really unique features we have for our home phone service is 911 text alerts, so that when you dial 911 from your home, you can have up to four people also receive a text notifying them that you've dialed 911. It can become very useful in the case of an emergency.
Oh, I like that. I didn't know that. We're chatting with Jim Guskey. He is the CMO at UMA. You mentioned there was three sort of pillars or three advantages to UMA over your competitors. One is call quality. The second, the feature set. What would be the third?
Value. One of our tenets when we were founded over 15 years ago was that we were going to provide extreme quality at a great value. And on the residential side, what that means is free home phone service. All you pay are taxes and fees. On the business side, it means very affordable per user pricing of $19.95 per user per month, which is very disruptive in the industry.
So now let's talk about some interesting data that UMA collected over the past couple of weeks.
Where we've seen the greatest impact over the last couple of weeks is call duration. Everything is up. Let me be clear about that. But call duration is where it's extremely up. For example, outgoing minutes, that would be the amount of time on the phone from a call that you make, is up 88% versus the previous month. Incoming minutes is up 75% versus the previous month. And overall call volume is up 40% versus the previous month.
Wow. Okay. So frequency and duration is up across the board because I guess we're cooped up at home. We want to reach out to our loved ones, make sure they're well, and also maybe calling the office and things like that.
Yeah, for me, especially working from home, you know, I'm making a lot more phone calls than I have in the past.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I know the generalization is that we're talking a lot less and we're typing a lot more, whether it's a text message or an email. But it's kind of good in a way to actually go back to the basics, whether it's a regular phone call or a video call. It kind of brings in that human element once again. A very small, you know, silver lining, I guess, among all of this craziness right now. So going forward, Jim, if those who are listening want to try out UMA for home or for work, what gear do you need? Like, how do you get going? Is there a price that's a starting amount? You talked about $19.95 per user per month for the business side. If you can elaborate on the free offer for consumers, that'd be awesome as well.
Yeah, no problem. We manufacture a consumer electronics device called the UMA Tello, and it's sold at all major retailers. And it's a little Linux computer that you plug into your internet connection and then plug into any home phone. So once you buy UMA Tello, And the MSRP is $99. Then you can hook up any phone, and it works just like a traditional landline.
So you can, at that point, cancel your landline at home if you're ready to cut the cord, and you just plug the back of your cordless or landline phone into the Umatello, and now you can use that as your system, if you will. Do you keep the same phone number?
Yes, you have the option to transfer your current phone number, and for a lot of people, that's pretty important. It's a number that they've had for a long time, yeah, and they want to keep it.
The 911 calls are for the landline option is still the same, or is there any caveats there?
911 calls are location-based calls, which means when you call 911, your address automatically gets passed to the operator, which is significant because I don't think a lot of people know that many times when you dial 911 on a cell phone, the closest the operator can get is the nearest cell tower.
Right.
And even when they can locate your exact location, like multi-story buildings can be an issue, they don't actually know what floor you're on. So traditional 911, location-based 911 service is really important, and that's what UMA offers.
Okay, I like that because we may not be in a situation where we can talk, either because we're too ill to talk or, heaven forbid, there's a break-in and you don't want to make any noise. That's great that the emergency operator will know your address, because I know that was a concern with VoIP in the very early days, but I'm glad to see that that problem is history. So the website, I guess, Jim, to learn more is simply uma.com, O-O-M-A.com. And as you said, yes, many retailers, I know like Costco, for example, they have their hardware in their stores, in their warehouses.
Yeah, absolutely. Best Buy, Amazon, you can find us anywhere. And it's uma.com, O-O-M-A.com.
All right, Jim. Jim Guskey has been our guest. I'm wishing you well and your family. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pipple's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Welcome back to the program. This show is powered by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info on their awesome products. That's asus.com/US/radio. During this COVID-19 crisis, where literally tens or even hundreds of millions of people are now forced to work from home, at least in the short term, we've been covering on this show ways to remain productive while at home. And we're now going to learn about Remotely from Zoho, which is also being offered for free until July to businesses, which we'll get to as well. But joining us on the line to chat is Chandra Shaker, who goes by LSP. He's a product evangelist for Zoho Corp. Welcome to the show, LSP.
Thank you very much, Mark, for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And how are you holding up? Everything okay on your end?
Oh, thank you for asking. Absolutely. So far, so good. Just doing the right thing as per the instructions that we are all being given out, doing a whole lot of social distancing and doing the right thing.
That's indeed the case on our end here, and hopefully many people are abiding by that call to action or inaction, let's say. But before we talk about Remotely, what is Zoho all about?
Well, Mark, Zoho is a software company that was started in 1996. It was a bootstrap company. We have been private, and we intend to remain private. And in this 24 years of our existence, we have churned products after product. Right now, our focus is business software. And when I say business software, I'm talking about every aspect of a business, be it sales, marketing, finance, HR, or productivity and collaboration. We have a whole slew of products that can help any business with their automation or digital requirements, so to speak.
I remember when you first started, it was like a productivity suite with like a word processor and a spreadsheet maker and presentation creator, but you've evolved quite a bit since then.
I'm impressed, Mark, that was the history as far as the cloud-based software offering goes. And we started essentially sometime in 2005, where we started our foray into cloud-based software. So yes, we did start with the word processor, spreadsheet, and presentations tools.
All right. Now, please tell us about Remotely, which is part of the Zoho family. What's that all about?
Here's what happened. Sometime in the end of February, we as an organization across all the global offices, we have about 11 offices, over 8,000 employees, decided to go remote and work from home. And this was to in the wake of the current crisis that we're seeing, and then we decided that we're going to go remote. At that point, we started using a whole lot of tools that we had built all along for collaboration, for internal communication, for external communication, remote support. And then a week into this, we decided, you know, we got to make this available as a bundle for anybody who wants to try this, because we are presented with a new challenge that every business out there has to address. So on the 1st of March, Remotely did not exist. On the 6th of March, we released the product.
All right.
Everybody was working remotely.
Yeah. So, I mean, the name kind of summarizes what it does, is it allows remote workers to work together remotely as if they were in the same physical space, and the timing couldn't be any better. But Remotely is a collection of tools, from what I understand. Is it similar to the likes of Slack or Microsoft Teams?
It's a combination of everything, Mark. What Remotely is a collection of 11 cloud-based software that any person or any business that wants to engage in remote work needs. It could be internal communication. It could be external communication. So internal communication is what you would use Zoho Click for, which is similar to Slack. And if you're looking at external communication, doing a video conferencing or a webinar, then you would need the right tools for that, which is what Zoho Meeting is all about. And over and above that, if you want to do training, then there is Zoho Showtime, which is a tool that you can do remote training sessions, and you can have interactions through that particular platform. Apart from communication, internal and external communication, there is this whole aspect of doing project management. So if you want to track time, if you want to kind of take control of what people are working on, then there is Zoho Projects, which is a tool that will allow you to do waterfall-based project management. And if you are a high-tech company into software, then you would want to kind of do agile project management, which is what Zoho Sprints is for. And the other aspect of remotely is remote assistance, wherein if you are into IT business or if you want to help people remotely logging into their desktops or laptops and helping them doing some troubleshooting and fixing issues, that's where Zoho Assist comes into play. Then there is Zoho Lens, which is a new tool that we released, which is going to turn your phone camera into a streaming device. And if you are into field service, let's say you're out there, an electrician or a plumber or somebody from the telco company, and they want to go and stream what's happening to somebody who is sitting remotely in their home office to help fix issues, then you turn your mobile phone into a streaming device. That's what Zoho Lens is. And then finally, on top of all these set of tools, we also brought in the initial tools that you mentioned, such as the word processor, the spreadsheet, and the presentation tool. This combination of 11 products is what Remotely is all about. It's end-to-end for any kind of remote work that you want to do.
Wow, it sounds like it. We'll continue chatting with LSP from Zoho about Remotely when we return on Tech It Out. If you have any questions for me, any comments on the show, any feedback you'd like to share, you can hit me up at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or I'm on social media as well. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number four, reverses.com.
Absolutely. You know, because we started working remotely, we wanted to make these tools available to any business out there that wanted to, you know, adopt a work from home policy to address the current crisis that we have. So we decided that we're going to make remotely available for free of cost to any business of any size until the 1st of July. And this is our a reaction for us as far as the bundle being made available is concerned. It's a reaction to the crisis, and we have opened it up for anybody to adopt remote work policies.
Wow. So how does one get going? There are many listening who work at a small to medium-sized business, so how would they get going?
It's pretty straightforward. All that anybody has to do is go to www.zoho.com/remotely, sign up, and get going.
All right, zoho.com/remotely. And how much does remotely cost normally? I think you said the offer is good for free till July, but after that, what would it cost?
As I had mentioned earlier, Mark, this is a reaction. We have not even had the time to think about how we would price this. We wanted to make something available for businesses, and that's what we were working on right now. It's to get the word out. That's what the missionary is working for over time. And one thing I can affirm is all things Zoho, it will definitely be pocket-friendly to business of any size.
Fantastic, LSP. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with this new product, Remotely, from Zoho Corp. Zoho.com/remotely to learn more. And thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chantra.
Thank you so much, Mark. It was great. Thank you.
Hey, I hope you've been enjoying this episode of Tech It Out, where we are exclusively focusing on COVID-19 and some of the tech side stories, everything from mental health to staying productive to the rise in voice communication, and if that's a good thing or not. I do think it is a good thing. And last week, if you want to listen to the March 20th podcast of Tech It Out, you can do so. It's also tied to COVID-19. I spoke with tech expert Amber Mack, who talked with us about video calling and online fitness classes and keeping the kids entertained while at home. We also spoke with Asus, the title sponsor on this show. They shared the details on a powerful new business-grade laptop. Also, we spoke with Microsoft about Teams, a very popular collaboration and communication tool that many are relying on now more than ever as we're working in different areas, but with the same team on the same campaigns. And then finally, last week, I also shared some gadgets for staying at home, including a hands-free faucet, 5G smartphones, and so on. Anyhow, again, it's the March 20th episode of Tech It Out. You can hear it on your favorite podcast platform. And again, you can reach me at tech@marksaltzman.com. TECH@MARCSALTZMAN.com. Or if you prefer, you can hit me up on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. This show, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus. Thank you for your ongoing support. The company creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. And that includes the ROG, or Republic of Gamers, line of gear. If you're into computer gaming, you no doubt know about ROG. They've got some awesome stuff, which you can also check out at asus.com/US/radio.
Again, that's ASUS.com/US/radio. I'm wishing you all a healthy week ahead. To you and your family, good luck with the self-isolation. Reach out to those perhaps living alone and let them know you're thinking about them. Have a great week ahead, everyone. Speak to you next weekend on Tech It Out.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
You go. The flight had been delayed 3 days because of stormy weather in Florida. With the Dragon now in orbit, the Falcon 9 reusable rocket successfully came back to Earth, landed on the drone recovery platform. The men are expected to dock with the International Space Station tomorrow morning. Justice Department says extreme factions have overtaken the peaceful protests following the death of a black man in police custody.
Attorney General William Barr says peaceful demonstrators are not responsible for the violence and unrest across the country.
The voices of peaceful protest are being hijacked by violent radical elements.
Barr says in many cases the violence is planned and organized by anarchic and far-left extremist groups. He urges for law and order and says the Justice Department is supporting state and local law enforcement efforts. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Several nights of violent protests in Minneapolis have prompted questions about whether city leaders have bungled their response, much of the criticism focusing on first-term Mayor Jacob Frey, who said he made the call to abandon a police precinct that protesters later burned. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
The Afghan Interior Ministry says a bus belonging to a local TV station has been hit by a roadside bomb in the capital of Kabul, killing two employees.
A ministry deputy spokeswoman says four other employees were wounded in the attack. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the violence, but the spokeswoman says a bus from Khurshid TV was the target. An official with Khurshid confirmed the deaths of two employees. He said two wounded were in critical condition. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement in the attack on his Twitter account. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Two children and an unborn child were killed in a Kenyan police operation aimed at detaining a family member. Police confirmed the children's deaths, asserted they were used as human shield by the man, whom they called a suspected Islamic extremist with an Al-Qaeda-linked group. More breaking news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Meatpacking plants that had to briefly close due to coronavirus outbreaks have been back up and running for weeks, but production backlogs are forcing farmers to euthanize thousands of hogs that can't be processed, and that's drawing complaints from animal welfare advocates.
The preferred methods of euthanizing hogs include gunshots or electrocution, but when thousands must be destroyed en masse, producers shut off the ventilation, causing heat to build up in barns and kill them. Animal welfare groups say this is inhumane and should be stopped. An estimated 2.5 million hogs are backed up on farms nationwide. Patrick Frost reporting.
Restaurants remain closed for table and bar service in New York City, but some are bending the rules meant to curb the infections by encouraging customers to linger outside for an extra round or two of takeout cocktails. Elsewhere around the city, clothing stores and tanning salons have sought to reopen a bit early. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing process. Those are scary words like edit and read and show versus tell. In July, we take a look at marketing and how you can make money with your books.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
You do care about wildlife and the environment and want to understand how your dogs and cats thinking and why they behave the ways they do? Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for the Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never, ever, ever a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your cat keeps you up or looks at the litter box and says, I'm not using that, or your dog humps everything inside, he jumps, he digs, he's not eating, he's eating too much, If you have a question about your pet's behavior and want to resolve it in a positive, fun way, great time to give me a call. And just a reminder that everyone that calls into the pet show and does, in fact, get through to yours truly live and ask me a question, I will be sending you a fabulous gift. Don't get excited. You know it's not for you. It's for your dog or cat. Many of the items I'm giving away on today's show are worth $25, $35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer all of your pet and animal questions, and a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, but by now you realize that I'll never get through all my topics because your phone calls, your questions, your comments are always my priority. But here's what I'd like to tackle today if we have time. You know, some cat guardians say that their cats are behaving weird. Today we'll explore the world of bizarro cat behavior, and it just may be it's the fact that people don't really understand what their cats are trying to say, or maybe not. Also coming up on today's show, you know, with all of these stay-at-home regulations, we're all a little stressed out, and that includes your dogs and cats. But today we're going to take a look at canine massage. You know, it can benefit a dog in many ways, just as it's been proven for helping people. The benefits of becoming your dog's personal masseuse coming up on today's show. And also, kind of ties into my first segment, why are some pets acting so weird during the pandemic? Most people assumed that their dogs and cats would be ecstatic about having them home all of the time, but not so fast. I'll explain coming up. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great pet items to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using the litter box, not eating, eating way too much, surfing your countertops, your dog hates other dogs, your dog is suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed or keeps you up at night, or you just finally figured out that your dogs are just a little bit smarter than you, give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, are your pets enjoying the extra time they get to spend with you or not? Are your pets enjoying the extra time they get to spend with you or not? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me, if you've not signed on to my YouTube channel, I'm sharing a lot of information there now. There's already hundreds of videos up there. In fact, I was just looking at a video the other day talking about pets and depression. There's a video I looked at the other day. Remember Captain and Tennille? Well, Tony Tennille, a friend, me interviewing her about some of the dogs she's training for people with disabilities. So check out my YouTube channel and become a member. Sign up. It's free. It's youtube.com/WarrenEckstein. YouTube.com/WarrenEckstein. Let me get to the phone lines here. Let's start off today in California with Dawn. Hey, Dawn, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I could not be better. What's up?
Well, this is the first time I've called. I listened to your show off and on for years. I'm a little unique situation because I'm not a pet owner, but I'm a house sitter. So I do it professionally all the time while people go on vacation. So I deal with a whole host of issues. But
tough life house sitting in Manhattan Beach, huh?
Yes, I know. People pay me to stay at their nice houses and, you know, use the Wi-Fi and the jacuzzi and stuff, you know, so, it's great. But, now my clients are starting to go back traveling and doing stuff, so I'm kind of back in business, been out of business for the last couple months. But there's a doggie here. He's a little poodle. He's about 18, 17 pounds, and I've taken care of him off and on for years. But he's about 10 or 11 years old, and he's just, you know, this time around, he's got him on all these medications. He has nerve pain. He shakes. and he's losing a lot of his hair. I did order your hugs and kisses. He won't take it as a treat, but I can sprinkle it on his food.
All right,
and
good.
He'll
That's
eat
good.
It that way. Yeah, he'll eat it that way. But I guess I have him for like 3 weeks. So I want to know what I can do maybe to help the process along. He used to eat his food, like you just whatever you put in the bowl, he would eat it. Now he's a lot pickier.
Well, you know, that could be changes in terms of all the medication he's on. You know, when you're on a lot of different medication, the way foods taste is a lot different. That's more importantly, the way they smell is a lot different. And as you know, I always say this, that dogs eat with their nose, not their mouth. So you're giving him the hugs and kisses. That's absolutely fine. I just don't know. You know, I would send you some hemp seed oil, but I don't know what other medications the dog is on, but I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil anyway, because I got to tell you, Doran, the results I've been seeing are absolutely amazing from listeners, and the only hemp seed oil I use is made right here in Temecula, California. So I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil for calming, which helps with the digestion and may help him increase his appetite a little bit. But other than that, without knowing what type of medication he's on, I'd be a little skeptical to send you anything but the hemp seed oil.
That's perfect. I think that would be great because I think his coat's been a little bit dry, and so I've been putting just a teeny bit of like a drop of coconut oil on his food, you know, and he eats it and stuff, but I don't know if it's helping.
Yeah, but what kind of illness does he have? Why is he on so much medication?
I don't know. You know, people take their pets to the, you know, they take them to the vet because they don't know what's going on, and the vet puts them on, you know, Ursiodol and Trilocaine and...
No one, Dawn, has more respect for veterinarians than I do. I work with them every day, okay? But this is important. I always say this, and it's critical. Veterinarians are a useful tool, like a wheelbarrow, but you got to push them sometimes. What I would do if my dog were being diagnosed where I had him on so many medications, he was losing his appetite, the first thing I would be doing was getting a second opinion. So it may not be your place, but that's something you might want to recommend to your clients to get that second opinion.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I think I would do that. I wanted to just kind of talk to you before I presented her with all of that, you know. And since I have some time with him in the next couple of weeks, I want to be able to see if I can help him out, you know, while they're gone and such. And I don't like giving him all this medication either. And yes, I grind it up, sprinkle it on his food because he won't take it otherwise. And he doesn't, you know, that's part of the reason why he's not eating his food too, you know.
Well, the hemp seed may help with the appetite as well. Maybe dog will get some munchies. So it'll help a little bit as well. So Dawn, I'm going to put you on hold. The lovely Jane will pick up and we'll send you some hemp seed oil for calming, manufactured right not too far from you in beautiful Temecula, California. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, we have Christopher, we have Karen in Vermont, we got Susie in Washington, we got Andy. We'll get to all your calls right after this, 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. You know, for well over a year now, you hear me talking about Lucy Pet Food every week and how Lucy Pet Food is the only food that I feed my own rescue dogs, Molly and Willie. But I'm not the only one thrilled with Lucy Pet Food. Police departments, municipalities, rescues, all these organizations all over the U.S. and Canada are now amazed by the results once they started feeding Lucy Pet Formas Life Pet Food. In fact, I want you to hear from a friend of mine who is actually the senior canine officer of Oxnard Police Department. His name is Danny Kasten, but Danny's not the only one. Police departments all over the country and Canada are now using Lucy Pet Food. Danny, I want to know, you've been working with police dogs for a long, long time. It makes common sense, just like with people. If a dog feels good, they're going to work better. Just like professional athletes, if they feel good, they're going to perform better. So I want to ask you a specific question. I know that there are literally hundreds of different dog foods on the market. You can go crazy trying to figure out what to feed your pet. I know what to feed mine. But I want to ask you, why is it that Oxnard Police Department Canine Unit choose to feed Lucy Pet Food, and what are some of the benefits you guys have actually been seeing with your canine dogs?
I've been trying different types of food for about 20 years, and when I started using Lucy Pet, I immediately saw a difference in the dog's drive, how healthy he is, how happy he is. At times, we're actually using the food as a reward system while training the dogs because they like it so much. These dogs are running at a high level all the time, And sometimes when we're out on a call, we got one shot at it, and we got to get it right. We got to make sure that dog is healthy and happy and ready to go.
Hey, thank you, Danny. I appreciate that for the amazing work you do every day and the amazing work your officers and the dogs do every day keeping us all safe. And thanks to my good friends over at Lucy Pet Food because they're keeping all of these dogs and cats happy and healthy. Here's what I want you to do. If you want to feed your pets what I feed mine, check out Lucy Pet Food. It's available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com or check out LucyPetFood.com as well. So there's no reason that you're not feeding your dog the only prebiotic formula on the market, Lucy Pet Formulas. Check them out at LucyPetFood.com, Amazon.com, or Chewy.com. And check out all the amazing discounts that are now available. Amazon, Chewy, or LucyPetFood.com. Check it out today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said. Well, four monkeys were playing on the bed.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
Lucy Pet Products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
At least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Little disco duck here on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. Got a question about your pet's behavior? Your dog, cat, thumps, he'd be calling me about your behavior without a doubt. Great time to call me. Just a reminder that everyone that calls into the show and does, in fact, get through to me live on the air today will be getting a fabulous, fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items, 25, 35, 40 bucks and even more. Great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me go right down the list. Christopher, Karen, Susie, and Andy. But right now, it's Christopher. Hey, Christopher, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello. How you doing?
I could not be better, Christopher. How about yourself?
I'm great. I was on the last show, but I couldn't get through, so I'm happy to get on now.
Well, I'm glad you're with me. What can I do for you?
Okay, my thing is vaccinations. I was looking at my old records, and I'm, like, mad at myself because I missed the rabies and I missed the Bordetella. But when I look at the record, it says, the doctor says, client declined Bordetella. Did the doctor tell me, if I can remember, that it's optional if I'm taking the dog out in the woods or something? I'm confused right now, and I'm a little, like, nervous. Like, how did I miss those shots? Should
well,
I be
first
worried?
Of all, well, first of all, you know, some vets give the rabies shot every year, some every 3 years. Some don't even want to give it every 3 years. In terms of the Bordetella shot, some vets don't give it. I don't give it to my dogs.
Okay.
So, in other words, it might have been, the vet might have said something, he might have misinterpreted you, or you might have said something. But anyway, I would not be, when was the last time you had the rabies shot, though?
I got it when he was, like, almost a year, like seven.
How old is he now? How old is he now, Christopher?
He's four.
Four, he's due.
He's due for a rabies, okay.
Yeah, either he's due for rabies, unless you're a vet, you know, there are some complementary holistic veterinarians that don't use the rabies shot as consistently as other vets, but if he's going to be around and you take him into the woods where there might be skunks, possibly whatever, I would speak to your vet, but I'm pretty sure your vet's going to want to give him the rabies shot. Ask again about the Bordetella. Some vets say it's your decision entirely. That's probably what happened in your case, Christopher.
Okay. And my second question, thank you for that. So I shouldn't be worried now. Just go in when I get time and get it done.
Yeah, but don't make it tomorrow. Make it, don't make it next year. Do it soon.
Okay. All right. And then my next question is, he's been sneezing, like, all of a sudden. Like, not a lot, but he'll start and then he'll stop for a couple of days and then he'll sneeze again a few times. I don't know, like, is this a season for it or?
You know, you live in Los Angeles, as I do, Christopher, and I got to tell you, this is a horrendous allergy. The winds have been blowing. We've had the winds coming in from the desert, the winds coming in from every direction, so it's very, very possible. It's nothing more than allergies. However, when you take the dog to the vet for the shot, have him check a little bit further, but the fact that he's only doing it and kind of seems like it's seasonal, it's probably due to allergies. Nothing to be over-concerned about, but do mention to the vet when you go for your rabies shot.
Okay. Now, one more thing, and it's going to take 2 seconds. What should I be worried about as far as injury? Because he plays fetch a lot. Should I be worried about the dew claw, the paw injuring?
Does he have dew claws both rear and front?
No. I might be mixing up. The dew claw, what's that little part at the back foot, the long part, his back foot?
That's higher up. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, that back.
That's called the dew claw. There's only a few breeds. The Briard's one of them. The Great Pyrenees is another one. Most mixed breeds, they take those off when they're born, because what they do is they basically get caught on fences and trees. So at this point, I would leave it alone. You don't want to take it off at this point. Don't be overly worried about it. He'll take care of himself. And you know what? He's a young dog. If he bumps into something, just like when a boy bumps into something, you know what? He'll be fine. Don't be overly concerned. You're right on track, Christopher. Don't go anywhere. Let's put Christopher on hold. I want to send Christopher. Also, let's send Christopher for his dog. You know what? Let's keep that dog healthy and happy. Let's send Christopher some Arthrosoothe Gold for the hips and joints, and I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you're listening to The Pet Show.
It was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
yippee-yi-yo. And everybody having a ball.
Ha, ha, yippee-yi-yo.
Until the fellas got the name calling.
Yippee-yi-yo.
And the girls respond to the call.
Ha,
I have
ha,
a poor one shot
ha. Out. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR. With your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
And 725-8255, that is the way to get through. You know, one of the many ways our pets have helped so many people deal with the pandemic. It is not about the companionship alone, folks. It is about the emotional connection we have with our pets that make us feel better. 877-725-8255. Hey, Karen in the great state of Vermont, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What's up?
Well, we have two dogs, and the one that is kind of an issue, sort of, even though she's a great dog, she's a year old, and she's a Shiba Inu.
A little Japanese dog, a little Shiba Inu. Yeah, great dog.
Yes, she's like 20 pounds. She's beautiful. She absolutely loves everyone. But we do have another dog who's about 5 years old, and she's the Shiba is very domineering to the other dog.
Domineering in which way? Is she humping the other dog a lot?
She has, but not much. I mean, she does need to get spayed, but we haven't been able to because of the pandemic.
Sure.
And I don't even know if that would stop it. But she really doesn't do that very much. She's domineering in the sense that everything the Shiba wants is hers. Like, if the other dog is if they both have a bone or something, the Shiba wants the other dog's bone. Like,
of course, I'm just like kids. But where did you get the Shiba from, Karen?
She was from a reputable dog breeder.
Oh, so you got her as a young? How old was she when you got her?
She was like 2 months old or 3 months old.
She was 12 weeks old when you got her. So how many other puppies were in the litter?
Oh, boy, I think like six or seven or eight, somewhere
okay,
in there.
Okay, so it was a large litter, and therefore that type of behavior you're talking about is not uncommon with a large litter of puppies. Let's face it. The mom can only feed so many puppies at a time. She only has so many teeth. So what happens is when you have a large litter like that, sometimes they come more possessive. They'll push another one out of the way to get to the mother's teeth so they can have their food. So that's probably why. But let me resolve the issue for you, okay? It's going to cost you a few bucks. Is that okay, Karen?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I want, not to me, but here's what I want you to do, okay? Whenever you have a dog that becomes really possessive over items, whether it be the item specifically of another dog, what you do is you always buy four of those items. So when you put down an item, you put down, not for life, so you're not going to go broke, it's not for life, but for now, if you put down four of the items, what's going to happen is the dog will probably go to each item the other dog has, but then finally wind up with the first item that he wanted. So by giving them the same item or four of the same item, you help eliminate some of that possessiveness. As I said, it goes back to early feeding when he was with a large litter of puppies. So my next question to you, is there any other dominance other than when they have a toy? What else, any fighting, any bloodshed, anything like that at all?
Well, she does get, I don't know what triggers it, honestly, but once in a while she gets very, starts aggressively, quote unquote, more or less attacking her. Like they'll get into a fight. The other dog is almost 60 pounds. But she...
any bloodshed?
No.
Okay, no, let me ask you a question. When you leave the house, when you go out of the beautiful area of Huntington, Vermont, and you go for a walk, or you go for a ride, whatever you're doing, you go skiing in Stowe, whatever you're doing, when you leave the house, are the two of them left together?
No.
You separate them.
Yes.
And the reason is because you're...
We separate them mostly because if we're gone for quite a while, one of them will get into stuff, potentially.
And okay, here's what I need you to do. I need you to start leaving them for short periods of time, even 10 minutes at a time together, go out of the house, into the backyard, whatever you have to do. I want you to start leaving them for short periods of time. That's number one. When this thing is over, I don't know if you walk them or you let them in the backyard, but I think the most important thing that you can do right now, if you walk them, is walk them on neutral territory. Take them to a different location than you would normally walk them at. The more time they spend with each other in an area that there's no need for territorial possessiveness, the quicker they'll learn to adapt to each other. And they will adapt to each other. So three or four toys down at the same time, spend as much time with the two of them, specifically walking away from your home, focused on the smells around them than the smells of each other, and little by little they will come around, I promise, Karen. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. And I want you to really focus. One of the most important chapters in there is on first pet psychology, basically how to get the two of them to get along. It's also available on my website. You can check out. There's some free chapters there on it. So let me send you the book. This is easily a problem that can be worked on. Work on it for a few weeks, Karen. If you're not seeing results, call me back. There's a ton of other things I can do, but let's start off with this right now. I think this is as far as we should go. How's that sound?
That sounds great. So it has nothing to do with her breed or anything. I mean, she's not...
No. Now, Karen, you sound like Archie Bunker. I thought Vermont was more of a liberal state. Come on, now. You can't sound like Archie Bunker. All breeds of dogs are this way. Oh, listen, I trained the Buster Brown dog. I don't know if you're old enough to remember Buster Brown and Tig. I live in his shoe. Tig was trained by me, the last Tig, not the original, and he was a pit bull. Went to every school, every yard he can go to, play with every kid he could be. So get off of these things where a certain breed reacts this way or certain breeds. 85 to 90% of what a dog turns out is what you put in. Follow my advice. I'm putting you on hold, Karen. I'm sending you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Give me a call back when they're sleeping whisker to whisker. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then back to your phone call. Susie in Washington, Andy in Vermont, Bud in Iowa, Sean in Florida. Right after this, we'll get to your calls. You know, I want to brag a little bit. My Hugs and Kisses supplements have now been around for over 30 years. I developed the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats by myself, working with the top veterinary nutritionalist in the entire world. Now, there's two different formulas. There's one for dogs and there's one for cats. There is nothing better to help prevent excessive shedding, dander, dry skin, hairballs, and support your dog or cat's overall immune system than my own Hugs and Kisses supplements. That is why it is the only product that has my face and my signature on the label. But don't take my word alone. I want you to go to my website, thepetshow.com, or go to Amazon.com, or go to Walmart.com, and I want you to read all of the 5-star testimonials about my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. They've been around for a long, long time. So if you want to control your dog or cat shedding, if the dander is driving you and your cats crazy, and your poor kitty is suffering with hairballs, relief is just a click away. Visit my website, ThePetShow.com, ThePetShow.com, or go to Amazon.com, or you can go to Walmart.com. And if you go to Amazon.com and you happen to be a Prime member, shipping is free, or check them out at my website, ThePetShow.com. Or if you want some individual service, call Julie, my personal assistant. Here's her phone number, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. Call Julie. You're going to fall in love with her. Or log on to my website, thepetshow.com. Or check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com or Walmart.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, figured, small-eyed, running all around.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, Home Advisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and Kisses, Lucy Pet Food, T-shirts, books, hemp seed oil, Author Suit Gold, Cat's Incredible Litter. Great time to call me if you get through to me and I answer your question. A great gift will be on its way. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Susie in the great state of Washington. Hey, Susie, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. I have a rescue dog that a friend of mine's daughter found down by the railroad tracks. Wasn't it like somebody had dumped an entire litter?
Jeez, what a shame.
I know it is. And so I was able to get one, but I think because she was 3 months old when we got her. She is 7 and a half now. But I think that with the loud noises of the train and everything, she is frightened by so much. I mean, she's been with us 7 and a half years, and every time we pick up the cell phone, she goes jumping off and running into her corner.
Here's what you need to do. Make a list of all of the different items she's afraid of, or whatever you can think of she's afraid of, whether it be the TV, whatever noises she's afraid of, okay? You can go online now and you can download the sound of anything. You can download the sound of a belch if you want to download that sound, okay? What I want you to do is find the things that are freaking your dog out the most. And you're absolutely right. The fact that she was on the railroad tracks with the loud noises, God knows what else happened there. What I want you to do is take the things that seem to annoy her or scare her or freak her out the most, play them at a very low volume, barely audible, where she's not reacting at all. Do that for a day or two. Then after that, increase it a little bit. But every time she hears that, she's getting a massage, a treat, or something positive's happening. What we want to do is desensitize the dog to the sounds that made her afraid. Over the years, I deal with this all the time. I've dealt with dogs that would freak out when they heard a siren, or freak out when they heard another dog bark, or whatever type of noise it might be, a plane flying overhead, or an air conditioner turning on. The way to do that is to desensitize the dog, not to correct the dog, but to build up the dog's confidence. So now the dog thinks that when he hears that specific sound, it's not going to be something negative. It's going to be something positive. That's where you need it to be. So start out with a couple of the items he's most fearful of. Once you get through those, increase a few more, and I think you'll be right on target, Susie.
That's a good idea, because like one thing, when we pick up the remote control or cell phone, she jumps off the couch and goes running to a corner. So a lot of times I will pet her with the remote control.
Or better yet, whenever you pick up the remote control, give her a treat right then and there. Or before you feed her, show her the remote control. Or before you take her for a walk, let her associate the remote control with anything she enjoys. And little by little, you'll be calling me back saying, Warren, I can't get the remote control back from the dog. She keeps changing the channel on me. So that's where I wind up. Hey, Susie, I got to move on, but let me do this. Let's put Susie on hold. And for her dog, I am going to send, I'm going to send her dog. She said it was a relatively young dog. Let's send her, let's send her some Lucy Pet Formers Flight Pet Food. Let's get this dog right on the right track with the right food right from the beginning. Phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Be patient with me. I'm going to get to you, Sean, in Florida. I'm going to get to you, Andy, in Vermont. I'm going to get to you, Mark, in California. Plenty of time for your calls, 877-725-8255. But now, I don't often ask for your help, but I really, really have an organization that I really work with and I know for years, and I want you to help me out. Many of you, my listeners, have expressed concern about the over 1,500 animals rescued at Delta Rescue. And with a mandatory stay-at-home order, how are they managing to care for that 1,500 animals that they've taken care of for all this time? Well, you know what? After checking the temperature of every human staff member, my good friend Leo Grillo, by the way, Delta's founder, offered his staff special incentives to isolate themselves and stay at the sanctuary 24/7 to remain as safe as possible while caring for Delta's rescued animals. The rest of the staff not allowed to come to work and endanger the lockdown staff. So, Delta Rescue needs your emergency help today. This lockdown is a major financial strain, and Leo is asking partners like you to support this life-saving decision. Delta, by the way, is committed to keeping their animals safe no matter what. Go to their website, deltarescue.org, and donate there by PayPal or credit card. You know, some of Delta's staff is even living at the office to handle your gifts and phone calls. Remember, until Delta rescued all these animals, they've been let down by humans over and over and over again. Please, please, please help support Delta Rescue during this, their most challenging of times. I'm donating, and I hope you will donate today as well. Log on to DeltaRescue.org, DeltaRescue.org, or call them 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Stadia from Google is a new video game platform that doesn't require a traditional game console or even a computer because the console is in the cloud. All you need is a screen and a Google Chrome or Chromecast, and you're ready to go. John Justice from Google explains.
I think I'd break it down into access and experience. On the access side, today, if you want to play high-end games, you have to buy an expensive box, and then you have to keep upgrading it, whether you're upgrading a PC or buying the next console and the next console. And so that's a barrier to access. And you usually also have to wait to go to the store to get the games or wait for them to download. So on the access side, we don't do any of those. Instead, we buy the box for you and give you access to the hardware. And it's better hardware than any console you can buy.
Check it out at Stadia.com. That's Stadia.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I
could talk to the animals.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to be breaking for the top of the hour. When we come back, I promise this will be my list. You'll be up there, Andy in Vermont, Sean, Mark. You'll be my first three callers. By the way, great time to give me a call when we do go to commercial break. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. We got a whole hour to go with each other. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about an incredible thing that's going on Long Island, actually my home area of Long Island, where I grew up, how they're saving some animals out there. We'll also continue answering all of your pet and animal questions. And my question for you guys, and if you call me up and answer it right, I'll send you a great gift as well. Are your pets enjoying the extra time they get to spend with you? Are they enjoying the extra time they get to spend with you? Give me a call. Let me know. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Great time to give your pets a hug and a kiss. We'll be right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun, spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.